Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, a top state Republican questions allegations that hundreds of non-citizens voted in the 2020 election. An alley in Dalton will be renamed for a man who was killed by a racist mob 90 years ago. And the Great Southeast Pollinator Census is underway.
Any small amount of habitat really can be important in pollinator conservation. And I think the pollinator census really teaches that and brings that home to people.
Today is Friday, August 21st. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. The U.S. Census Bureau is alleging that 400 non-citizens voted in Georgia's 2020 elections. But Georgia's Secretary of State is questioning those findings. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
President Donald Trump praised the Census Bureau's report, saying in a Truth Social post, quote, "I won the election." But Trump lost Georgia in 2020 by more than 11,000 votes. Raffensperger responded to the report in a Wednesday letter to the Bureau, pointing to a 2024 audit which found 20 non-citizens had registered to vote out of more than 8 million people. Raffensperger also asked the Census Bureau to provide, quote, "identifying information" for their findings, not specifically named in the seven-page report. David Becker, executive director of the Center for Election Innovation and Research, calls the report's methodology, quote, "shoddy and opaque," noting the number the Census Bureau offers is smaller than the administration previously stated, and even if true, would not have changed the outcome of the election. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock is among a group of lawmakers urging the Federal Reserve to include workers' perspectives in a new committee evaluating the impact of artificial intelligence on the economy. The Task Force on Productivity and Jobs has only three confirmed members, all of whom have financial ties to AI companies. The senators say this amounts to a lack of viewpoint diversity. The senators urge Federal Reserve Chairman Kevin Warsh to appoint to the task force members that have no financial ties to the AI industry. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens is criticizing the Democratic National Committee for cutting Atlanta from its list of potential host cities for the 2028 Democratic National Convention. The DNC eliminated Atlanta and Chicago from the list this week. In a post on social media, Dickens says the decision shows, quote, "the DNC does not consider Atlanta or Georgia relevant to the past, present, or future of the Democratic Party." Democrats have narrowed the shortlist to Boston, Denver, and Philadelphia. Republicans will host their 2028 convention in Houston. Republican candidate for Governor Rick Jackson says if he's elected, he'll cancel his company's contracts with the state. Jackson is a wealthy healthcare executive with staffing contracts with the state. He says by the end of the year, if he's governor-elect, he will not have a contract in effect.
I'm not even going to do business in Georgia. I'm afraid, I don't even want to buy, some building or something like that from that standpoint, because I don't want anybody to say, well, I'm using my power to make money off of Georgians. I'm just not going to do that. I don't have to do that.
Democrats, including candidate for Governor Keisha Lance Bottoms, have called on Jackson to disclose his taxpayer-funded state contracts. Bottoms is planning a campaign event tonight in Rome. Business leaders gathered in Atlanta yesterday to learn best practices for supporting employees and fostering better communication. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more on the Carter Center's Employer Symposium for Workplace Mental Health.
Research shows managers who are more attuned to the needs of coworkers can foster higher productivity and improve job satisfaction. Nidhi Tiwari is a licensed clinical social worker who spoke at the symposium. She says emotional intelligence is the ability to manage your emotions and understand the emotions of others. And
relational intelligence is about what's happening between us as we're relating to one another and being able to help people to feel seen, heard, and understood as you're interacting with them, even when your realities are different from one another.
The symposium also included information for employers on holding their healthcare plans accountable for parity of mental health care coverage. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
A street in downtown Dalton will be renamed this weekend in honor of the last man to be a victim of lynching in northwest Georgia's Whitfield County. A.L. Lon McCamey was killed in a lynching in September 1936. Mason-Dixon Alley will be renamed Lon McCamey Alley tomorrow morning at a dedication ceremony. A local man petitioned local property owners and the Dalton City Council to make the change. Council agreed unanimously in June to rename the alley. The Great Southeast Pollinator Census is underway today and tomorrow. To participate, the University of Georgia Extension asks that anyone pick a flowering plant, watch it for at least 15 minutes, and count every bug, like bees, wasps, and butterflies, that come to visit. This is the eighth year of the census, says Becky Griffin, National Coordinator.
Any small amount of habitat really can be important in pollinator conservation. And I think the pollinator census really teaches that and brings that home to people.
You can submit your pollinator count at gsepc.org. In sports, the University of Georgia's women's soccer team broke the NCAA attendance record last night with a crowd of 25,433 at Sanford Stadium. The Bulldogs beat James Madison 6-0. Last night's match, dubbed Soccer in Sanford, honored the 30th anniversary of the U.S. women's 1996 Olympics gold medal victory over China at the iconic 93,000-seat football stadium. And that's a wrap on a busy week of news here on Georgia Today. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, go to gpb.org/news. That's also where you can follow us for updates. And remember to subscribe to this podcast. We're going to be back in your feed on Monday afternoon. And your feedback is welcome. And the best way to reach us is by email. So send it to georgiatoday@gpb.org. We'll also take your story ideas if you've got them. Let us know what's going on in your community. Again, georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you again for listening, and have a great weekend.